The rubber game in St. Louis for the Cardinals and Rays. It's players weekend, but it's always family weekend. In the third inning, Chris Archer starting for the Rays. He would get a great two-way game out of Logan Morrison.
He didn't show everything in the first inning, and that second time around, they were like, uh-oh. Ground ball to the first baseman, Logan Morrison. We got to meet to see who can get the first. Had a pileup as Matt Carpenter and Chris Archer met at first base at the same time. No score, 0-3-0, as Morrison lofts one in the center field. Dexter Fowler goes back to the wall. This ball is gone as he hit a nice, simple, easy stroke. And all of a sudden, on the first pitch of the inning, the Tampa Bay Rays take the lead with a home run from Logan Morrison. And also, they have to do some business when they bat. And there's a high fly ball to center field. Fowler is back. He's at the track. That ball is gone. And that's what you were concerned about. That ball just drifted. Fowler got back to the wall. And I think it even fooled him, and it just got over the wall. Let's see what Matt can do here. First pitch from Jennings. There's our line drive, high fly ball in the right field. This has got a chance. It's gone, and we're tied. Alex Colome is warming in the bullpen for Tampa. Nothing doing in the Cardinal bullpen. And Morrison hits this one in the same spot that he hit his first home run, over the Bank of America sign.
The Cardinals lose in 10 innings, 3-2 to the Rays on Sunday, despite a strong pitching performance from Lance Lynn. After the game, here's his manager, Mike Matheny, on the loss.
Yeah, any loss when you go into extra innings isn't going to be good, but guys worked hard to get us back into that one, and solo shots hurt us today. Yeah, no doubt. I think whenever you're at home and you even get to extra innings and you have last night as fresh in your mind as you had it, you anticipating the good things are going to happen. So, I mean, we're one hit away there, needing another big hit, but try to stack them on top of each other. But, unfortunately, we couldn't finish it like we needed to.
What are some of the reasons you think the
United
team had much
generating? Yeah, two really good pitchers. Archer was good. It was like kind of watching Carlos when Carlos is on with the live fastball, the breaking ball on any count. No necessarily need a rhyme or reason to throw it. You can't guess along with him, and the stuff's so good that you're going to have to jump on a mistake, and we got on a couple. Colton getting us going. It was really that one chance we had to put a mark. Fortunately, Carp helping out with the bullpen off tough lefty kind of closed that gap, but I thought Lance was very good, too, and I thought it was one of the better he's had in a while, where you saw more of the ground ball, you saw that heavy sink. You saw him, he was efficient, just a great effort.
As we look forward to this road trip, where are going to be the keys for your team to enter guys' consistent offense?
I think it becomes contagious as guys, fight through at-bats, pitch by pitch. You're not going to need any extra motivation. We're going into Milwaukee to play right now. So and it doesn't matter who we play. We're right on the doorstep of September, and right now we just got to focus on each game. Simple. They've been saying that since April, but it's the truth. And a game like this, just so close to starting a really good run, a couple of tough come from behind wins. Applaud the guys for how they. One, the pitching staff kept us in it, and two, how the offense figured out a way to get us back there. But we know we got to put up more.
And one positive, of course, Greg Garcia today filling in for Jed on the DL, three hits, the glove. Can you describe the Greg Garcia factor when he's on, gets on, which does a lot?
He's a good player. I mean, he's gonna make plays. A little tough, the ball coming out of the stands in that first inning, but makes nice plays coming in and. Hard hit balls at him, and obviously put together good at bats. But we've seen that all season. He's just a guy who fits that role very well. And now we're going to have to, change that a little bit. He's going to get more opportunity. We're still going to, entertain Carp moving over to third some and getting Voight's bat in there as well. So I think we just have some options, which is nice to have when you lose a player like a Jed for a considerable amount of time.
The Rays stay on the road going to Kansas City Monday. The Cardinals get a day off. They start a series Tuesday in Milwaukee.